This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hello there, it's 4 minutes past seven. I know that you missed us here at Generation Next, but we're back for the whole hour. And joining you tonight is, of course, Dylan, Nelson and Kat. My lovely crew, how are we?
So good. So good to be back. It's been a whole week.
It has.
What a busy week it's been.
Yeah, it feels like it's been longer than a week.
Mm. You know, right? We all look very beautiful today, and I think that was just a nice change from last week.
You did not want to see us.
Yeah, no, I definitely was feeling a little bit scummy. But however, I now am back with the full attention. I finally moved into my new digs.
Yeah, that's so cool. But you still have a lot of boxes unpacked, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Our other housemate from Adelaide, I'm talking about my gorgeous girl Harmony, she arrived last Friday, and all of her belongings arrived on Sunday, so our studio is packed and our dining room is packed with boxes. So we're kind of like Indiana Jonesing around boxes and ledges. It's awesome.
Can I just say, you have a dining room? Like, is this just like, are you going to put a dining table in there and be really fancy?
Dining table's already in there.
Oh my God.
Is that the one that like your parents had when you had dinner?
Yeah, cool. We've got that. Which we've just used to like put all of our stuff on. It's great. It's awesome. And the studio where like all of our editing and music stuff is going, it's just Box City. Absolute Box City.
Bonza.
Yeah. But hey, what is going on tonight's show, my dearest of crew?
Well, first off, we are going to be talking about drug and alcohol dependency.
Because it is actually systemically higher in the GLBTI community.
Is that right?
Yeah. We do have a much higher rate of drug and alcohol dependency and drug and alcohol use, whether that is from our partying culture or from a means to self-medicate and hide behind, a substance. We will be talking about that a little bit later on. And also joining us in the Generation Next studios, we will be having a chat with Shannon Gillies, who is one of our Joy newsreaders and presenters on World Wide Wave, about GLBTI refugees and, of course, a whole stack of articles from Gay School. If you want to join in on tonight's conversations, you can on 0427-JOY-949, send us a text, or email onair@joy.org.au. But before we get into those festivities, did either of you go to White Night?
What?
No. I did.
How was it?
It was good. It was just like, it was a bit overwhelming, and I was really looking forward to it because I had to work last year. So I knew it would be crazy and I was excited to see stuff, but it was just, the queues were so long and I really wanted to have a look, but yeah.
Considering it was supposed to be integrated into the cityscape and people were just meant to move around it, it was very much everything that was almost a feature and you had to line up and look at it, and I think it didn't really hit the nail on the head like it did last year.
No, last year was amazing. I missed out on a lot of the festivities this year, but because I work in a club, so I was at the club. But I remember going down for my break at about 5:30, 6 a.m. and there was a line from Lonsdale down to Little Bourke Street. Mm. So for our listeners in Sydney on Sydney Star Observer Digital, it's quite a large block for there to be a massive line through.
It's a very large block.
It certainly is, and it was intense. It was a really, really full on night. However, it was still an awesome night.
Yeah.
That's good. It was nice to see the city out in full form. It was nice to see so many walks of people.
Yeah, definitely. It was a different crowd. I mean, people from all parts of the city, out of the city, came. And that was cool because, you know, a lot of people who don't live in a city don't get to explore it that often.
That's very true. However, I would love to know for anyone who loved it or hated Saturday night, definitely hit us up on 0427JOY949 or shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au because we love hearing from our delightful listeners. Kat, were there any standout events from White Night that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, actually, yeah, the one that really stood out for me was Purple Rain at RMIT, and that was really cool. It was like they had these huge lights beaming down on where the old Melbourne jail is, and they just had rain basically. I didn't even figure out where it was coming from, but because of the lights it looked like purple rain, and cool. You were given these umbrellas to go under the rain with, and it looked awesome.
Was Prince there?
Yeah.
No, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he was there, yeah.
What was he doing?
Just dancing.
Formerly known as dancing,
yeah.
Right? Cool. The artist formerly really known as good. Prince was dancing.
Yeah.
Great.
That is not official. I was going to say, don't want to get in trouble. Prince was not there.
Prince is
not. Oh, no, he's dragging me along.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay. Nelson, people say a lot of things when they lie. They most certainly do. But hey, we've got more of your favourite radio station and your favourite radio show, Generation Next, coming up right after this.
Hello, this is Julia Zamiro. Joy supports local artists. Do you? Keep listening to local tracks on Joy 94.9. It's good for you.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.